This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Pandora, known for its affordable sterling silver charm bracelets, is the world's largest jewelry company by volume. The Danish chain sells more than 100 million pieces of jewelry annually, and Pandora is now sourcing only 100% recycled silver and gold for its items. The move was touted as an important step by a massive company to reduce its environmental footprint. Pandora's chief executive, Alexander Lasik, said, "We wanted to lead by example. If we can make positive contributions to society through our use of recycled gold and silver, it means anyone can do it. By working with metals that have already been mined, Pandora won't be digging deeper in search of new materials, allowing the company to substantially reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. Mining requires more energy and resources than recycling does and is a leading source of mercury pollution. The process of recycling gold reduces emissions by about 99% compared to mining gold, while recycling silver reduces carbon emissions by about 66% compared to mining it. Pandora will pay about $10 million annually for recycled metals. That's more than it was paying for newly mined ones. Pandora also moved from mined to lab-grown diamonds in 2021. While using recycled metals might reduce the environmental footprint of Pandora, the mining of new gold and silver has not slowed over the last decade, suggesting that companies' growing interest in such materials has done little to offset the overall climate footprint of mining. Bozeman City Commissioners voted Monday night to ask that City Manager Jeff Mihalik resign in the wake of a leaked video showing, in part, Mihalik complaining about Mayor Terry Cunningham. Commissioners voted unanimously, 5-0, to request that Mihalik respond to the request by the end of day Wednesday, February 14th. Mihalik did not give any comment on Monday, but previously apologized in a statement the day after the video started circulating online. Several commissioners said that they were disappointed by the comments Mihalik made in the video, calling it a betrayal, devastating, and heartbreaking, among other comments. Mayor Terry Cunningham said the video did not show the city manager that he thought he knew and had worked with for almost 4 years, and said it undermined their relationship. Cunningham said, "The video was insulting to the public, to the city staff, and to city commissioners. I think it's insulting to the community. The city manager appears to disparage our community for being a small town. The video leaves the impression that the city manager believes he is more important than the process and the city commission who hired him or the citizens who pay his salary." The 18-minute-long video showed Mihalik in a meeting with another city staff member. It was posted on social media site Rumble and widely shared on social media. During the video, Mihalik talks about dealing with city commissioners, onboarding new elected officials, and a potential job opportunity in Austin, Texas. When the city staff member asks if Mayor Cunningham will be at an onboarding session they are scheduling, Mihalik shakes his head and says, "It's so annoying," before telling the city staffer with an air of annoyance how Cunningham asked him for information late on a Friday. Mihalik also refers to the content of the interview, which was about the city's bear conflict prevention work, as classic small-town shh they'll never get over. Mihalik also talked about newly sworn-in Deputy Mayor Joey Morrison and his campaign stances on development. Mihalik said, "I'm always amazed how I hear shh when people are on the campaign trail, and then when they sit in the chairs, it's like, well, I really didn't feel that way. I'm like, oh, okay, it's just about what you can do to get elected, I see." The newly elected Morrison noted that the comments were made before he even had a chance to take any land use votes. Mihalik has been on paid leave since February 1st. If Mihalik voluntarily resigns, he will not be eligible for severance pay, which would be 12 months of salary, about $200,000, and 18% of that salary put into his retirement fund. If Mihalik declines to resign, city commissioners could vote to suspend him through a resolution.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.